as animals like me, I am doing something right. As animals like me, I'm doing something right. First, I must like myself. Why is it that animals like me? Well, I like them. But mainly because I like myself. When you and I are happy people, we have a charisma, we have an aura about us that shines out and creates a desirable environment for us to live and for every other creature or experience in the world to live also. People who live happy lives are people who have chosen to live in happy circumstances. They are people who have chosen to be a lovely person, to be a happy person, to be a healthy person. And dogs just normally gravitate, animals just normally gravitate to people who are happy, who are living joyful, peaceful, wonderful lives. Does your cat come up to you and want to snuggle you? Does your cat come up to you and kiss you and kiss you and kiss you? Kiss your fingers and your nose and your cheeks and just want to be close to you? Well, some cats do that, and some cats would rather walk off by themselves. We have cats that are an experience to me. We have a cat that we call Sammy. We sort of named him after Dr. Sam of Agabwa of Africa, a fantastic man. And we named him Sammy. And Sammy was sort of an interesting cat, independent, doing its own thing and just walking its own way. Well, this went on for a long time. And then, little by little, Ellen started holding Sammy and picking him up and telling him how wonderful he is. And Ellen did not have Sammy in her house. Sammy was in the monastery, and Ellen was living in the embassy. And she had two other cats of her own. But every time she would come up to watch a video, or to make a meal, or do whatever she does in the monastery, whenever she would sit down, Sammy would jump up on her lap and begin to treat her like she was his mother. And Sammy would snuggle in her arms and in her breast. He would snuggle in under her chin. He would snuggle and make himself known. He says, "You know, I like you. You're a nice lady. You have nice vibrations. You're all right. You're my kind of lady." And Sammy did this for a long time. And every time we would be sitting together and talking or whatever, Sammy would be up on top of her saying, "I have you as my mother, my master. I have you as my control. I love you." And Ellen thought that was just wonderful. But Ellen was totally content with herself. She did other things. She didn't pay attention to the cat, or she did pay. But mainly Ellen liked herself. She had those vibrations and has those vibrations about her all the time. Every cat she picks up, the cat instantly wants to purr and cuddle in. Now, many cats want to jump away. Many cats want to go off and do their own thing. We've experienced this with many of our cats. But as the cats get to know you, as the cats get to love you, say, well, every cat loves you. Every cat wants to know you. Every cat is harmonious and part of the family. Not really. They can be. But not really. Rex, our great, wonderful dog here, big lover, he comes in the house, and at first the cats are not sure what kind of dog he is, and they back away. But when Rex begins to just love them and do his own thing, he doesn't care whether they're there or not. In fact, sometimes when they come close to him, he sort of nips at him and says, "Now, let me alone. Let me alone. Out of my way, you know." But the cats know he doesn't mean it. The cats know that he's just a big old fake. He's really a lover. And so they want to cuddle up near him. They want to be near his nose or his tail, and they want to love him. Now, as animals like me, I'm doing something right. As other animals like Rex, he's doing something right. As animals like Ellen, she's doing something right. She must have so much joy, so much peace, so much contentment, so much charisma of love, unconditional love in her, that every animal sees it instantly when they see her. Do they do that around me? As animals like me, I'm doing something right, but when animals are around me, do they want to be around me? Do they enjoy my company? Do they want to possess me? Do they want to be loved by me? Do they want to be caressed by me? Do they want to be enfolded by me? Do they want to be in my life? If they do, you can be sure that I'm like Rex, sort of ignoring them, but unconditionally loving them, because Rex unconditionally loves himself. Ellen unconditionally loves herself. And she has had many great experiences go through her life, which taught her to be in the now and not care one little bit about the problem, but only work with solutions. When there's a need for taking the dog or the cat to the vet, Ellen makes no qualms about it. She says, "I'm taking them." And she grabs them in her arms lovingly, and they want to be with her, and she takes them to the vet should they need that. She doesn't question it. She doesn't say, "Now I should be able to speak my word and say they're whole and perfect. I should be able to speak my word and know that they're divine. And I should know that I don't have to take them to the vet. I don't have to do these things." She doesn't say that. Wherever her consciousness is, she does what she feels is right. And the pets instantly know her unconditional love, her attitude of total perfection. Now, Ellen knows that she's not a Christian Scientist who speaks her word and instantly has it happen for her own health or the health of her family. She knows she can, and she knows she's working on that, and she knows she's developing that, but she's living where she is. And she's living with this unconditional love. She's living with this divine human love, with this attitude of all goodness toward all beings. And she flows with whatever it is. If she knows, she can turn to herself and say, "I see this cat whole and perfect. I see this dog whole and perfect. I see me whole and perfect. I see my family whole and perfect." When she arises to that point, then she will not need the vet or the doctor. But until that point comes along, she just goes as a natural expression. And she expects the results, and she gets the results. Actually, she had the results before she even went to the vet, but it was a fulfilling experience for her, as it is for all of us. Now, as animals like me, I'm doing something right. But first, I must like myself. First, I must have the charisma in myself that says, I'm a fun person. I'm a good person. I'm a delightful person. And as I do that, everything in my world is a fun experience, a delightful experience, a happy experience. The gauge that the animals are in our life, showing us how much of the unconditional love we are expressing, how much of the self that we are really letting out and being, is a wonderful gauge. But it's only a gauge. For truly, when we look at ourselves, and we see ourselves as being fulfilled and revealed in every wonderful way, it is done now. As animals like me, I'm doing something right. They are reading my gauge. Yes, they are. They're reading my gauge. Just like Jeannie is standing in front of me as I'm talking here and giving this talk. She is nuzzling me. She's nuzzling my cheek and my nose. She's nuzzling my fingers, and she's snuggling me as much as she can. And she says, "Yes, I like me just like you like you. And then she gets on top of my monitor up here, and she looks across the room, and her eyes get bigger and bigger and bigger, and she's just so aware of everything. And then, as she is content, as she feels my contentment, as she feels my peace, she just sort of lays back and settles down and snuggles into my arms and says, "Yes, first I must like myself, and then all beings in my world like me too." I don't need that. I am fulfilled in liking myself. I don't need something else to like me, but it's the nature of the way things work. As animals like me, I am doing something right in myself, liking myself first, and being a happy being. You and I both live this life so wonderfully, so completely, so fully, every moment of our experience, that when we knowingly do it, when we knowingly live it, we knowingly are having the time of our life. Animals are a good gauge. You don't need it, you don't want it, but the thing is, it's fun. Are you ready to have all of life be a gauge for you? Are you willing to have all of life be an experience for you that reminds you how wonderful you are, how fabulous you are, and how grand you are? If you're ready, then it is ready for you. If you're ready, then it is now happening to you. If you're ready, you need nothing in the outer to tell you how wonderful you are on the inner. Right now, and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.